The next thing we'll run through is I'm going to upload a book from scratch in my own KDP so that you can see how that works. And again, come back to this whenever you need it, and it'll be here for you. Now we're back in KDP. Like I said, all of this stuff is here. And for what you're going to do, you'll log in and upload a Kindle ebook. So it says create a new title, and you're going to click that Kindle ebook. A lot of data entry here. So maybe I should maybe Tim should juggle on the other side of the screen as we kind of get through this. But I think it's necessary to at least look at all these pages so that you know how it goes down, right? All right, so book title, Four, wonderful. Subtitle, I'm gonna leave that blank for now because I know that I'm going to be allowed to come back in and change it later. I'm going to add this to a series detail. Now, if it's your first book, probably you won't have to do that. I do strongly recommend creating a series of books. Why, Tim? Because when you stack the books up, you get more recurring revenue. If I like every book in a series and Amazon is happy to sell them all to me in one click, I, as the author, love that. And I, as the reader, love that because I can just get them all at once. In this case, the series that I'm going to add this book to is the Successful Creative Series, and that has all of my different books on motivation and inspiration and practical tips for creative people. And I'm going to click Main Content. And all of this is correct. Yeah, you bet it is. Yep. Could take 72 hours for your blah, blah, blah. You'll see this phrase a lot. I haven't found it to take 3 days normally. It's typically much quicker. So we're done with that. We're in the series. That's great. Wonderful. Edition number. Not worried about that right now. Maybe when I update the book or if I update the book in the future, I'll take care of it. Primary author is me, Todd Bryson. And the next box, of course, is the contributor. So this would be if someone has written the foreword, if you want to thank an editor here, if you have an illustrator who would like to get some recognition, photographer for any of the images in the book, and translator if you've got a book that has been translated, right? Pretty straightforward stuff. For this, the book is just me, so I'm not worried about it. Next, we have the description. Now, since we're keeping this at a high level, I'm not going to dive deep on what all needs to go into a description. If you wanted to see an example, I could pull one up right here. Bada bing. So let's check out what my description looked like on here. Your description, so this information that we're entering into this box, shows up here, right? And you can do whatever spacing you want, whatever bullets you want. I kept mine straightforward because testing has shown me that typically that's about how to do it. The one tip I'll put in while we're here is I always end my blurbs with get it now, always, just because I like the idea of ending with a kind of a call to action or a request for the reader. I would advise, well, never mind. I said I wasn't getting into description, so I'll keep it back in the data entry. For now, I'm just going to copy and paste this because Amazon will yell at me if I don't have something in this box. Great. Publishing rights. You own the copyright and you hold the necessary publishing rights. You would only click this button if you're uploading a different version or a different color for a public domain work. Like, I don't even know what's in public domain right now. Maybe an old Dickens novel? Don't quote me on that. You'll be uploading your own book, so you're going to always own the copyrights. Keywords here. Now, again, I won't spend too much time on this here. We have a whole lesson dedicated to why these keywords are more important than you think. What I'm going to do quickly, because it's what most people would do, but it's what you should definitely not do, is just add a few broad keywords here. Okay, so yeah, creative, creativity, business. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Artist. And this is what everybody does. They get to the screen, they just like make stuff up. Umbrellas. Yeah, I think there's an umbrella in the book. Yeah, you bet. Performance. Sure. The problem with this is you're going to end up in, it's called keywords, right? So that means that anytime anyone types this word into Amazon, in theory, you'd show up. In reality, 11 billion other books are using this keyword, and you're going to drown and drop to the bottom, probably. We'll revisit this in a different lesson, so hang on tight or jump to that if you're ready for it. Next is categories. Again, Amazon makes you set up categories, and they don't give you access to the best ones right off the bat, and you can only pick two right off the bat. So what I'm going to pick for now, let's see. I know I'm in nonfiction, and I think it's going to be art. That's what I'd like to do. Art and politics, general, not really. Body tattooing, business aspects. Aha, that sounds like a good idea. Cool. Business aspects. And what else? Let's see. Is it art history? No, not really. Is it, pop culture. Yeah, it's probably pop culture. Sure, you bet. This is how most people pick out categories. Again, you and I know that there's a science to it, and we're going to do it a little smarter than this once we get our book online. Age and grade range, not a concern probably, unless you're writing a children's book, which is not a bad idea. Tim, our mutual friend John Mashany, wrote a book called Cinder Toot, which is about a tooting princess. And it is possibly the most hilarious, I think I have it on the bookshelf somewhere, hysterical book. But if you're just writing standard nonfiction, no need to worry about that. Pre-order versus ready to release my book now. It's a bit of a toss-up whether you want to do that or not. I'm going to leave it here for now. I like pre-orders because it gives me the chance to sell the book before I actually release it. And if you have an audience, I think pre-ordering is a good idea. If you don't have an audience, there's nothing wrong with launching right away. Why? Because there's no buildup. You don't have an arm to get the thing going before you launch the book. And so you may as well be live, start running those ads, start selling right away and delivering the book to customers right away. Start doing these native SEO things that we're going to talk about in a little bit and move on with your life and write the next book, right, Tim? Like that's the ultimate goal, is to get this first one under your belt. That's just the first screen. You do a little dance while that loads. Wonderful. Okay. For the manuscript, please read these guidelines. Of course, you don't have to do this because you can trust me to know that this is not a concern. So you're just going to go ahead and click no. You're not going to worry about it. And then you're going to head to upload your ebook manuscript. This is a very fun part of the job. I'm going to go to Todd Bryson Books. Maybe. I'm going to hop into actually an older book, just so you know that there's no problem with doing that. It's not going to yell at me for doing that. And I'm going to upload this version. Now, it's important to point out that if you're uploading your book, you can just use the template that we've added in this course. This is an old one, so I got it formatted by a company called 100 Covers that I already had crank out all these different formats. I'm just going to use this one because it's the easiest one we have. Uploading. You get a drink, you pet a cat, you have some coffee, you do whatever you need to do. And now we're up. Isn't that amazing? Love it. Ebook cover. Again, this will be what you already have. We talked about the best practices for the cover. I'm going to upload a cover I already have, which again is not quite prepared, but I'm going to here. I'm going to go upload this cover. You drink your water, you pet a cat, you get some coffee, you read a book, you listen to some tunes. I don't know. I don't know, Tim. What do you do when you have screens like these?
Check email usually.
Yeah. Pop over and do something productive.
Yep, success.
Yay! All right. Cover uploaded successfully. Love that. Now, normally, if I didn't know what this was going to look like, I would launch the previewer and see what it looks like. But, well, actually, we'll just do that so you can see. I think it's going to. Yeah, I think the problem is we're going to have to wait for a long time. I'm going to abort so that we can talk about the rest of this process. You launch the preview, you can check out and make sure everything looks like it should. Again, if you're using the template, shouldn't be any problems. And then finally on this page, we have the ISBN. Now, if you want to get an ISBN separately, go for it. That's not in the scope of this course because it's not required to make your first book. Kindle books don't have to have them, so I'm not going to worry about that right now. I'm just going to continue with my life. Save and continue. Drink some water, read a book, you get a coffee. And then you go to the final page.